From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Michael Taylor reading Pistols and Powder, book number 4 in the Outcast series by Jason Elder. Now, let's begin with Pistols and Powder. Chapter 1.
You know, if you're bored, you can give me a hand here any time, Mr. Harry,
Lionel said, glancing over at the man lounging atop the stack of hay at the far end of the car. No matter how many days he had spent speeding along at over 30 miles per hour, Harrison Rider could not quite seem to get used to the particular side-to-side rhythm of the rocking car. It was as if the car was cursed to keep beat to the music of its own clacking iron wheels upon the seemingly endless ribbon of rails, twin glistening streaks stretching across a vast wilderness and an even vaster continent connecting the Atlantic to the Pacific. Rider frowned at the black man and shifted a sprig of hay in his mouth so that it stuck out the left side like a golden whisker.
"You fuss too much with those horses, Lionel. Look at you there, brushing them down, whispering to them like they could actually understand you. They haven't been ridden in almost a week, yet you are forever grooming and checking their hooves and changing out their water at every whistle stop."
Rider brushed at the fine black powder settling on his clothes. Although the stock cars were located near the back of the train, just ahead of the caboose where a pair of brakemen resided, usually over a well-worn chessboard, the constant rain of fly ash from the locomotive's big funnel rained incessantly down upon both animal and man.
"Keep me from staring off into space like you am," Lionel grinned.
"I'm thinking
about them pretty sceneritas you am going to be sporting with once you reach Sandy."